The Chinese government has expressed its desire to support Ghana to develop her agriculture and the science and technology sectors. The Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Gong Jianzong, said Ghana's agriculture can exceed its current status if appropriate technological measures are implemented. Mr. Gong made this known at a news conference in Accra to mark the 50th anniversary of the Ghana and China Friendship Association. Here's a report by Baba Utu.
Relationship between China and Ghana dates back to the Bandung Conference, which took place before the Gold Coast gained its independence in March 1957. It was, however, formalized in 1961 when the two countries signed the Friendship Treaty, which gave birth to the Ghana-China Friendship Association in 1979. It was under the leadership of the late Alhaji Umaru Igala, a prominent politician of the CPP. The Chinese ambassador to Ghana, Mr. Gong, said unlike China, which has cultivated most of its land, Ghana has vast uncultivated land, which can be used for more agriculture, such as cropping groups to improve her food security. He said China is ever ready to share her experiences in agriculture with Ghana to boost economic growth. Mr. Gong said both Ghana and China are developing countries and must forge stronger ties between their citizens to produce for the international market. He therefore called on business entities in the two countries to work together and explore opportunities for economic development and prosperity. The president of Gachifa, Kojo Amo Godfrey, said the association's special request will be for scholarships from the Chinese government for Ghanaians to broaden their knowledge in science and technology. He said it is the dream of the association to establish mutually beneficial sister city relationships. Mr. Amo Godfrey said the activities lined up for the anniversary include a 3-day exhibition and awards dinner to honor 10 personalities who have exhibited commitment in building the existing relationship.
Baba Otu's report.